By Grace Alone, November 25, The Reaping, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace and his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus, Ephesians 2:7. No one can give place in his own heart and life for the stream of God's blessing to flow to others without receiving in himself a rich reward. The grace of Christ in the soul is developing traits of character that are the opposite of selfishness, traits that will refine, ennoble, and enrich the life. Acts of kindness performed in secret will bind hearts together and will draw them closer to the heart of Him from whom every generous impulse springs. The little attentions, the small acts of love and self-sacrifice that flow out from the life as quietly as a fragrance from a flower, these constitute no small share of the blessings and happiness of life. And it will be found at last that the denial of self for the good and happiness of others, however humble and uncommended here, is recognized in heaven as a token of our union with Him, the King of glory, who was rich, yet for our sakes became poor. The deeds of kindness may have been done in secret, but the result upon the character and the doer cannot be hidden. If we work with wholehearted interest as a follower of Christ, the heart will be in close sympathy with God, and the Spirit of God moving upon our spirit will call forth the sacred harmonies of the soul in answer to the divine touch. He who gives increased talents to those who have made a wise improvement of the gifts entrusted to them is pleased to acknowledge the service of his believing people in the Beloved, through whose grace and strength they have wrought. Those who have sought for the development and perfection of Christian character by exercising their faculties in good works will, in the world to come, reap that which they have sown. The work begun upon earth will reach its consummation in that higher and holier life to endure throughout eternity. He who is rich unto all that call upon him has said, "Give, and it shall be given unto you," Romans 10:12 and Luke 6:38. Every sacrifice that is made in his ministry will be recompensed according to the exceeding riches of his grace.